that you identified at the beginning of the class, and also how have you particularly benefited from your participation in the class thus far? So we welcome whatever you're seeing about those things at this time. Who would like to be first?
Hi, it's Laura.
Was that Laura?
Yeah, that's Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
It's pretty early where I live, but I'm pretty happy to be on this call.
Great. Well, thank you for being here early.
Thank you for being at the other end. The big breakthrough that I was looking for that I didn't realize I had at a conscious level was my fear of financial insecurity in the future. And it was kind of just like under the surface and running my life a little bit more than I really wanted it to run it. And so when I did the exercise to get in touch with what breakthrough I wanted, that's what came up, and it really surprised me because I really thought I had dealt with that before, but apparently not. And what happened during the course of the class was my ex-husband, the father of my children, was killed very suddenly. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it became very important for the whole family to gather, and also some friends. And so I had some savings, which I felt absolutely no qualms about cashing in to, you know, buy air tickets for all of us to be where we needed to be during this time, and also to bring my children over afterwards to come and stay with me for a while. They're all adults. And conditioning had a little bit to say about that, but it was just so clear to me that this was the next best thing to do, and that fear really was an illusion, and that the future was also an illusion in some ways. In many ways, well, all we have is now. So I was able to recognize conditioning pretty easily when it came up with absurd comments and arguments, and it was an incredible breakthrough in terms of the fear. And what happened was when I was back home, or where I lived for many years, where some of my children still live. My oldest daughter said to me at one point, Mom, don't worry about, you know, when you're old, if you need a place to live, we would love to have you come and live with us. So it was this kind of double, anyway, it was really, in the midst of a tragedy, it was a beautiful experience and a wonderful breakthrough.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm hearing in what you say, so you realize that you had a kind of unconscious insecurity about the future in relation to money, and that it wasn't until you identified the breakthrough that you brought that into consciousness. But this tragedy that came up in your life, really, as I heard you saying, it was life was coming in and being life. And in that moment, you knew exactly what you needed to do, even involving your money, that you wanted to spend your money in that way. And it was so clear to you that that the fears weren't real, and indeed the future wasn't even real, that you can't even know what the future will be, and you had that really big breakthrough in that time.
Exactly. And now what conditioning has been doing, because I have been really busy dealing with, you know, the contingencies of life, and so I haven't been participating as much in this class as I have in former email classes. And so conditioning is coming up with the, oh, you never participate, you always, you might as well drop it, you know, all of those self-hate discussions about how inadequate I am because I am not finishing every exercise and I'm not writing in every time.
Yeah. Yeah, and isn't that exactly what conditioning loves to do to us? So we have a really big breakthrough. In fact, we got the breakthrough we were hoping to get by our participation. And then after the fact, it wants to tell us how we aren't participating. And so we might as well quit because we're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, not getting anything out wasn't the argument. It was not putting anything in.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
Hi, is this Penny?
This is Penny.
Hi, Penny. I've had a recent incident that has in my life that has helped me to see kind of where I am in my progress with my relationship with giving and receiving.
So you've had a recent incident in your life that helps you see where you are in with relationship with your relationship to giving and receiving.
Yeah, and the breakthrough I had hoped for was in the area of feeling more comfortable spending money. I have this kind of dichotomy where between needing to save money for future needs and wanting to enjoy being generous in the present.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where I was looking for my breakthrough. And so I've had this medical emergency in my family, which has required the expenditure of a larger amount of money than I had cash on hand.
Huh.
So I thought, oh, I'll have to put it on a credit card. And then I thought, I don't want to pay interest to these large financial institutions. I decided I would take a loan out from a small but present retirement savings. And I would pull it out of there as a loan from the retirement fund and pay it back myself. And I wouldn't have to be paying anybody who I don't want to support interest.
So the breakthrough you're seeking has to do with spending, and suddenly this medical emergency arises where you have to spend more than you have in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the emergency, you know, the first thought was, well, I'll have to take a loan out from some financial institution which I don't want to support and will take even more money. And then you thought, no, there's another way here. I can borrow from myself.
Yes, and that felt really, I felt a breakthrough there. You know, it felt like I was going to do something that wasn't going to feel like I was being victimized by the system.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I did that and found myself in a place of feeling less anxious about the future, which I thought was quite a breakthrough.
That's so interesting. It seems to be, so far, the theme of the call, doesn't it? There's this sort of concern about the future, and then life intervenes with a crisis, and you respond, and somehow in the response, that concern about the future gets less.
Right. And then in the same incident, I had an opportunity to see the other half of the money thing in my relationship and my experience of receiving. I had a very generous gift given to me to help with this emergency, completely and totally unexpected. And, excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional as I'm talking about it. It was very touching, and I watched myself go to a place of being told, you cannot accept this.
Oh,
you cannot accept this. It's too generous, and those who are offering it need it too, that kind of thing. And it was intense. It was just really intense. The absolute inability to take in this gift without trying to push it away.
Okay, so you had a chance to look at the other end of the spectrum too, the kind of parts you're looking at, spending and receiving, and and suddenly you were offered this great gift and watched the intensity of the message to you to that you couldn't possibly receive such a large, generous gift.
Yeah, and you know, I came up with all these ways to say how much I appreciated it, and I just could, you know, no, thank you, I can't do that, and, you know, and I realized I couldn't do that either. That's not, you know, and I just went through this long period of struggling with this thing, and finally just let go and accepted it.
So finally just let go and accepted it.
Yeah, and not let go altogether, because conditioning kept, you know, like biting at my ankles about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think probably mostly about not deserving it or something like that. But it was just in the middle of this class that this whole thing happened. It seemed like a really, you know, the universe was just providing me with this huge workshop to see exactly where I am in terms of, you know, this class, the nature of this class, the giving and receiving.
It's perfect, isn't it? It's just so perfect timing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, it wasn't intellectual at all. It was really down, boots on the ground. this is happening kind of thing, you know, and how am I going to handle it and respond to it and be with it.
So you've had really sort of two big breakthroughs out of this one life situation.
Yeah, the breakthrough on the spending end was bigger than the breakthrough on the receiving end, because I see now that there's just a whole lot of attention that needs to go in that area. Because, you know, of course, if conditioning is not letting me receive a very kind and generous gift in that way at a time when it is kind of an emergency in my life, I can only, you know, I can only see the ramifications of how I am not allowing myself to receive any number of things along the way.
That sounds like a big breakthrough to see
it's
all that.
Huge. It's really huge. It's really huge, and I'm very grateful for all of it.
Uh-huh. And you did go ahead and receive it.
Yes, I did.
Even with conditioning biting at your ankles.
Biting at my ankles, indeed. And maybe even some more vulnerable parts, too.
Well, it's all that you've, that's all it has left, right? Because you've gone ahead and made the gesture.
I'm sorry?
I said it's all that conditioning has left to do, because you've gone ahead and received it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I was very, taken by the intensity of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was one of the hardest things I've had to do in a very long time, is just to not give this thing back. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. But it's so interesting, because had you not, it seems like you would have given it over to conditioning.
Exactly. Yes. And that's what the that's what's really been interesting to see, is how strong and how intense that no was. I know I can't, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so very big, very big.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, this is Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Well, it's really interesting, because my breakthrough had to do with the future as well, and fear of the future, and fear of not having enough money in the future, and fear that, all of those kinds of things.
So we definitely are on a theme here, aren't we, that you've been watching. Your breakthrough is also having to do with the future, and fear of the future, and fear of what's going to happen, and taking a look at that.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate just to have a little time to have a lot of space where I'm trying not to think about anything, and not really, just kind of a lot of space. And in that space, I've been noticing that I have so many creative ways of making money. It's kind of hard to describe, except that all of a sudden it's like in that space I'm noticing that there's no place for the fear, because the fear comes in when I get really tight and small and closed, and then that's when I don't see any way. But when I've got all this space, it's like, God, there's just so many opportunities, and I'm so creative, and I'm, you know, so available, and there's no problem.
Yeah, that seems to me like such a testament to practice, because that ability to create the space and then to be in it, to allow yourself to sort of not have the fear be the primary thing, not be all contracted around that, but to be realizing, having drop in that space, the awareness of how incredibly creative you are and how many different ways are available for making money. And it reminded me of the previous caller who was allowed the space to be there for the different solution to drop in from the one that was presenting itself as fearful and I don't want to.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So what I'm really kind of getting is that to just keep moving in my life in a way so that I have lots of space, so that I stay with this kind of way of being, and then instead of trying to noodle everything out and plan it all now of how it's going to look then, and just really with the trust knowing that it's all available to me when I, you know, drop into being, just drop into being in my life, that anything's available. I mean, and then it's funny because when I was thinking about what I wanted to say before the call, conditioning comes in and was like, well, duh, that's like so stupid. Everybody knows that. What are you like? You're catching on to that now. I mean, give me a break. So
yeah.
That's funny that comes right on the tail end of something that really is huge.
Yeah. And it makes sense that it would come in right on the tail end of that, doesn't it, and try and take it away, because there you are having that huge awareness, and conditioning wants to come in essentially and say, nah, it's no big deal. You should have seen it years ago. And, of course, you might have if conditioning hadn't been yammering at you all that time about things to be afraid of in the future. And so really seeing for yourself that having the space and letting go of the noodling and the planning and just sort of moving in the direction life is taking you takes you to all kinds of possibilities that just open up. And then, of course, conditioning comes along and wants to try and find a way to close the door on them. But you're onto that, so. Sounds great.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
Jen.
Hi, Jen. Well, I had my original breakthrough was to take charge of the money so it brings joy and satisfaction into my life instead of greed and fear.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and what I'm seeing is that just being aware of my income and expenses is really helping that. So I did the July tally.
Uh-huh.
And I'm $250 over budget, over my income.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it and said, oh, what do you know? I'm $250 over my income.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, oh, my God,
right.
I'm going to starve, you know. Or
right.
It was really just seeing it,
uh-huh.
How helpful that is.
Yes, yeah, just having the information instead of, because so often, and we can guess, especially with an issue like money, that conditioning wants to keep us in that sort of amorphous, I'm not really sure, so that it can constantly keep us in a story of how probably it's really, really bad, but I don't
mm-hmm.
really know because I don't have the information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to starve to death, but I don't really know that. And then suddenly I actually have the information, and it's incredibly empowering because I can see through, you know, that story of what conditioning tells me to what actually is happening, and then I have some choices.
Mm-hmm. The story is always much worse.
Right.
There's much more of a crisis, and I'm afraid to look.
You're afraid to look.
I'm afraid to look. So
yeah.
When I look, and yeah, I'm over budget, then I know what to do.
Exactly.
So I know where to go from there. And
yeah, that's so key, isn't it? That even so you do the tally, you get the information, sure enough, turns out you're over budget. But it's not what conditioning tells you it will be. Oh, my God, what if you're spending more than you're bringing in? You have the information, you know exactly how much, and then you can look at your tally and make some, you know, decide, okay, what do we want to do from here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No tragedy necessary.
Right, and money is becoming more and more unimportant.
Wow.
To me. It's losing a lot of its charge.
Uh-huh,
so,
it's becoming more and more unimportant.
Yeah.
Losing its charge, wow.
Yeah, the other currencies that we're tracking are I have to practice a lot receiving them,
mm-hmm.
kindness and joy and
uh-huh.
Moments of love, and I have to really practice receiving that, but
uh-huh.
Those are much more important. So.
Yes, yeah, because in actuality, money is not anything. I
mm-hmm.
mean, money is made up,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and those other things that we're tracking, the joy and the kindness, those are what fill our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Money doesn't fill our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
so.
I love that point about practicing receiving them. And what I saw as you said that is that that's what makes them grow.
Mm-hmm.
When we practice receiving the joy and the kindness and the sweetness and the love and the... As we practice receiving it, it gets bigger and bigger, and we start to see it everywhere around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we are truly wealthy.
And then we are truly wealthy beyond measure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I'm very grateful for the class, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
This is Jennifer.
This is Alex. I just wanted to say that that's such a metaphor for practice in general that – you know, conditioning would like to make us think that there are so many horrible, scary things in our lives and that when we can't even look at them, you know, so we have to live in this experience of unconsciousness and kind of going into survival. And then when we actually take a look at it, it's like the cover of the fear book, if folks can picture it, you know, this big, scary thing. And then it's this shadow of this little mouse in the corner. And when we see the mouse, it all puts it into perspective. And all of a sudden, this thing that we were so afraid of isn't really anything to be afraid of, and we can actually live in joy over what life actually is rather than what conditioning is painting the picture to be. So, anyway, just thought I'd offer an input. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi.
What do you see?
Similar things. That whole... Money for me has always been a giant, fearful cloud of confusion that I really, really didn't want to look at.
I'm sorry, I missed that. This giant something that?
A giant cloud of scary confusion. And
okay, money is a giant cloud of scary confusion.
Yeah, and I it was something I really, really did not want to look at, so I commonly did not look at it, and it got
uh-huh.
bigger and bigger. My breakthrough I was looking at was clarity with money.
Uh-huh.
And fun, and I'm really clear about what our money situation is here, and it's actually about as bad as I was thinking. Yes, ego was painting the picture. It's about that bad, but having it clear makes it all not be so bad. And
yeah, isn't that the irony,
you know,
huh? Can you say more about that?
Yeah, it just is. Having it clear is, oh, okay, well, then let's do something instead
yes,
of
exactly.
cower. So,
yeah, it's very much like what Catherine was sharing about, you know, this is in this amorphous area where it's just something that I need to worry about, but there's no clarity over it, and then
right.
there's clarity.
Right. And at the beginning, I didn't want any clarity because I just knew it was going to be horrible.
Right. But there's nothing you could do about it because it's in this land of unclarity.
Exactly. So now that there's clarity about it, then you just start looking at what you might do about it, and it could actually be a fun thing to have that project.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, it's like a springboard to the thing that's going to be the right there for you next, and you're open to whatever what that next thing could possibly be.
Yeah, and the very strange thing is I keep paying all the bills on time and recording all the expenditures and balancing all the accounts unlike usual. It's all kept very up to date because it's not scary.
Right. Wow. That is so true. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then the other thing that sort of a doesn't seem like it directly came from doing this class, but it did. Just in talking to friends about things that were helping me in my life, a friend hooked me up with a Buddhist nun who is now like my private email Buddhist nun coach, and she's amazing. And that in combination with the reflective listening buddies is just making a huge turnaround in about a billion areas in my life, not just the money. And the thing is, it didn't cost any money.
Huh. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah. You became a clearing for all these possibilities to just start dropping in for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very empowering, to turn your attention away from what's amorphous and not supportive and scary toward clarity. And then all of a sudden, all this stuff just starts dropping in that no one would have ever expected.
I would have been a big no to the introduction to this person because I would have said, no, what do I have to say? What's this about? That can be kind of intimidating. Sounds like she's, been off the porch and around the block in the spiritual world, and why would she want to talk to me and all that ego business going on and on and on, and I just jumped on it. So it was great.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sounds like a very empowering moment in your life.
Definitely.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Who else would like to talk?
Sue, if nobody else has come on.
And who is this?
Sue.
Sue? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Thanks, Sue. Good. Go right ahead.
Well, the breakthrough that I wanted had to do with relating money to my work. And I just had this huge resentment.
Sue, I'm sorry, you're really... okay, I'm gonna move my location a minute. I seem to be in a place where you're breaking up.
Mm.
Would you be willing to start over?
Sure. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
At the moment, yes.
The breakthrough had to do with the area of my relationship between my work and money, because I've had this slightly conscious resentment that my work and my money have to be related at all. I wanted to be free to do my work, which is a service to the world, and I wanted to be able to live and not have my sense of the purpose of my work contaminated by that bringing in of money. And so it's always been hard for me to ask for money for my work, and yet I had a sense of that I wasn't taking responsibility to take care of myself. So it was to be able to speak really freely about the value of my work and to ask without shame for money for it. And what I found has happened is that whole question is kind of simmering down. Now, I can't be sure that it isn't just going underground, but what I've noticed is that my enthusiasm and my ability to speak to people about what I'm doing is arousing interest in people, so that even without my asking for money, sometimes people have been offering me money. Like somebody will be deciding to get a session for a friend, or I was doing some work that I didn't expect to be paid for, and they gave me $50. So, and my energy is moving forward. I've had this sense of my work kind of being stymied, and it's just like I'm finding myself moving out, being more willing to be visible in the world. I thought of a domain name for myself. I'm going to get a website, which is pretty scary in itself, but less scary, I think, partly because of this. I mean, I think this, it's a synchronicity that this class is coming at a time when I needed it and when I was ready for it. And even though I haven't been doing it to the level that the good student who pretty much runs everything would like me to, I'm finding the benefits.
So I want to reflect a little bit, because at the beginning the signal was going in and out, but what I think I got from what you were hearing is that that you have been looking at the relationship between your work and your money, and that in the course of this time and in your participation in the class and just the synchronicity of the timing with the class and what you might be ready for in terms of your next steps, that you really just kind of, it sounds like, separated work and money from each other and started focusing on your work and talking about your work and being excited about presenting your work and finding that in doing that, people are offering money even in ways you hadn't expected.
Right. And I haven't become much easier about asking for money, but it kind of seems irrelevant at this point because it's doing what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And the resentment has faded away.
Uh-huh.
And
wow, that's big, isn't it, to have
That's really big. I'm imagining more results will come from that.
Yes, so just having, in a way, having that money part of it drop away. It's just not so much that you're being easier about asking for it, but that's just irrelevant. And just sounds like stepping into a whole new place with that.
Yes, and another benefit that's come is this, there's awakening in me, an interest in having a budget. And it first came up as, you know, somebody wanting to make sure that this flow in and out is actually working. But it's more becoming a sense of wanting to take responsibility for being aware of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that if I do need to ask for money, I can, and I'll know why.
Right, right. Yeah, so having an interest actually in developing a budget, and not so much so that you can literally track the ins and outs and manage it, but just so that you can be aware, just so that you can know what the situation is, so that if you do need to ask, you'll actually know why.
Yeah, I've always had a sense of having enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really blessed that way, even in times that were very, very thin. Somehow I didn't have that worry, but I've also, alongside with that, in more recent years, developed this concern that I'm not actually consciously taking responsibility for my own money flow. I'm kind of depending on, the mentor has been in there working, but not in a way that my conditioned beings have been aware of.
Uh-huh.
And so to develop that, I've wanted to develop that sense of really of somebody taking responsibility for it, somebody holding the whole picture. And I've kind of trusted, you know, those unknown parents somewhere were taking care of me. But I want to, you know, step into the mentor and have that information so that I can have the awareness and then make requests so that I can continue doing the work that I love to do.
Yeah, that feels like a really important distinction to me that you're talking about between, there was a time when I trusted that there was enough, but now wanting to step into a role, not necessarily to lose that trust, but to be the person who really steps up and takes responsibility for the money in an adult kind of way.
Yeah, and as I hear that reflected, I'm realizing that part of my difficulty with asking for money is because I really wasn't, the one asking wasn't really sure that it was justified.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's always been taken care of, and who is she to ask for something?
Yeah.
But if I know where this little system stands, I can take responsibility for how I fit into the larger picture and what part of it I want to ask for me,
yeah,
and what I'm offering.
Yeah, yeah, that's really an important place to really know how you fit into that picture, and know what's appropriate to ask for, know what's needed.
Yeah, and to be able to, when I ask for it, include that consideration of whoever I'm asking from, to make sure that they understand that I want them to be included in the picture and their needs to be included in the picture too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the people that you're asking then are part of that whole picture and playing a role in it, playing a part of it, and being aware of their part in it as well as yours.
Yeah, so that they can actually take pleasure in what they're contributing to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can take pleasure in what they're contributing to.
Yeah, so that it's not just that they're paying me for the work I did, but they're enabling me to take the work farther to other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they become part of enabling you to take the work farther to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this,
yeah, I'm reminded of the kind of the saying, you know, what you appreciate appreciates. And you know, what you're talking about is really you're appreciating the whole system of your taking care of and their participation in it, which allows it then to grow and become even grow beyond just the two of you.
Yes, it's so different from demanding money for work,
yeah,
and I won't work unless you give me money.
Right. Yeah, it is so different, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, the whole thing was to let that energy of giving flow freely.
Yeah, sounds like it's flowing.
Well, at the moment.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hi, this is Edith.
Edith,
can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry?
Yes, we can.
Ah, okay, good. Well, the breakthrough that I wanted to have had to do with being able to spend money without always feeling guilty for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that there has been a lot of transformation in that area. So I'm very happy with that. But also what I'm feeling kind of excited about at the moment is the role that this whole area of clarity has, because when at first the assignments were, you know, to do the balance and write down everything, I was thinking, oh, this is not the point for me. This is not what I need to look at.
You started out with wanting to spend without guilt. That was the breakthrough,
right,
you were seeking, and that has sort of come. But what sounds like what has surprised you is the effect of keeping track of the money and getting clear about the money. That when you started doing it, you thought, well, this isn't what I'm here for, but something has happened with that.
That's exactly right. So it's, I don't know, it's like a huge realization that, wow, actually there was a lot of vagueness around this, and just to be clear or to know what is actually there, what is actually happening, is just so powerful.
It's
so
amazing.
I'm feeling a lot of excitement about this process.
Ah. Mm. Well, you know, it's interesting because conditioning would like to keep us in what that vagueness or that unclarity, or somebody described as the scary cloud of confusion.
Right.
And when we practice with paying attention, then the whole vista changes, and it's powerful.
Yes. And what I also see is, I see this in many different areas. It's not just money. So it's very interesting to see this happening in many areas of my life.
Yeah.
But what I also see is when the voices come in, there is this tendency to get paralyzed.
Yes, that's why they're coming in.
Sorry?
That's why they're coming in, just to paralyze you.
Yeah, and they do. I mean, often they manage to get me paralyzed with things.
And so how do you find that you become unparalyzed?
I guess what I've been doing recently is maybe two things. One is to remind myself that I can relax and just wait, that I don't have to make maybe if there is a difficult decision or if I feel I have to make a decision and get all worked up about this, and I tell myself, well, if I don't decide today, then I can decide tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, and then I can kind of relax, and after a day or two, I usually know.
You just know by then.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't try to figure it out.
Yeah, that conditioning would say you urgently have to figure it out right now. But what you find is if you wait a couple of days, you just know.
Right, right. And there was another thing, which I can't remember now. What did you ask me? Maybe you
I was
can
asking you when you become paralyzed, when conditioning tries to paralyze you, how do you become unparalyzed? And one way you said was to wait, relax.
No, I can't remember the other thing now.
Well, you'll remember it when it's important.
Yeah.
When the time comes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I remember it. It is that I can remind myself if sometimes I get paralyzed when things look so huge and I feel I'll never be able to do this.
Huh?
So then if I remind myself that all I have to do now is one step.
Yes.
And I don't have to do it all today and not everything perfectly all at once.
Yes.
Then that's also something that helps me.
Yes. Boy, those are two very powerful, powerful tools. Conditioning always wants it to be big and urgent and now. And so to be able to relax and wait and say, well, I'm just going to take this next step, just you know, breaks through that.
Yeah.
You know, it occurs to me as I'm listening to you, too, that in a way that's one of the powerful things about keeping track of every cent is that each transaction that you write down is a very small step.
Right.
But it breaks through the big mystery of what's happening to my money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing that as I was listening to you that was coming up for me is that when we start making that shift away from conditioning controlling us, and which is a scary and confusing place, we actually begin to find that our lives are interesting to us.
Yeah.
And money, for example, it becomes interesting and exciting and kind of a challenge rather than a really scary mystery.
Yeah.
Is there more?
I don't think so, not right now.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
This way. Susan? This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. This is Melinda.
Okay. Earlier, my issue was feeling left out and then not being the right person. And it was interesting with this call. I found myself getting more and more anxious and fearful and thinking, no way can I call because she's going to bawl.
And that would not be okay somehow.
And that would not be okay. And just with what Alex said, it's like that's it that just keeps it in place. That,
yeah.
That
you have something going on that you have to be very, very frightened about. And
yes.
It means
exactly.
You have to stay separate and small and in fear and in the clutches of conditioning.
Absolutely. And, it,
yeah.
You know, just it's amazing because just in moments I can feel relaxed and you know, I started this call feeling so relaxed, and then mm-hmm. suddenly it just started. And
it really argues for aspects of the personality, doesn't it? You moved into that little anxious, frightened one, and then somebody came along with her who said, you better not cry.
Yeah, or you better not call because you're going to just be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this whole dynamic, you know, is just amazing.
And how did you break through so you could call? Because that was pretty big.
Yeah. Well, because I don't want it to continue. I want to have
to. I've suffered enough. Thank you.
Yes, I have done this enough.
Yeah, yeah. Which really takes care of everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've just done it enough, and I want it to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just so interesting to look at, you know, the feeling left out, not being the right person.
Mm-hmm. And those, I hope you're putting quotation marks around that.
Pardon me?
I hope you're putting quotation marks around those.
Yeah.
Feeling left out and not being the right person.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how that plays out. Now, earlier, you know, I kind of talked about my relationship with money, and it's so curious because, like, I received a bonus this summer from my job, and also there was a grant that was given for hours, extra hours spent meeting with parents and having parent meetings and you know, just on my own time, which in the past I've spent hours and hours doing and never getting paid for. And and I received some essentially bonuses earlier in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never looked to see what they were until yesterday.
Wow.
And it was like, you know, it just didn't matter to me. But in a way, I'm looking at, well, am I leaving myself out almost?
Really, really interesting question, isn't it? So you've done all this work through the years, extra work, extra time, and this summer you got not one, it sounds like, but two bonuses,
mm-hmm.
including a grant that is in recognition of the extra time you've been spending,
mm-hmm.
and yet nobody looked.
Nobody looked.
Yeah, and maybe that it seems really huge. Maybe I'm leaving myself out.
Yeah, yeah. And yet this summer I took a trip to see my son, which involved travel. That you know, travel is always expensive, and I went up with my daughter and then took the train back and. We went to see an expensive play, and it was like I was just having so much fun just doing that. It was sort of out of character.
Well, it sounds it because, first of all, it was expensive, and it sounds like that's something that some part of you really takes note of.
Mm-hmm.
But you were still allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I wanted to do this. It was really important to me to do this.
Yes. To receive, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And then in one of Sherry's quotes this week, there was something about clinging. And
about clinging?
Away, clinging and pushing away. And that they're both the same.
Yep.
And so I have this dynamic with myself of clinging and pushing away.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just interesting what I am doing.
Now that, watching how that's happening, all of the areas
in particular related to this class that you're looking at in relation to you and money.
Yeah. So I still am foggy on what this is all about.
You're getting information that you're really foggy about what this is all about?
Yeah, although I see that there is this very young subpersonality who so wants to be loved, and there's part of me that is so frightened of her and the pain that she causes.
Pain that she causes.
Yeah.
Ah. The pain that wanting to be loved causes?
Yeah.
Ah. And what is your experience of what soothes that pain?
Who is that pain?
What soothes it? What responds to it?
Oh, you mean like the one that just feels so abandoned? Is that the question?
Well, what I'm wondering is about the times that I'd be pretty sure you have the experience of that pain being responded to, that pain being that wish for love being addressed.
When I feel that, it all melts away.
Yeah.
And I feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I maybe am learning how to do that for myself.
Yes. And maybe kind of external things like the trip that you took, but also things like calling up anyway, even though conditioning was threatening you with tears.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're finding lots and lots and lots to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think I spend a lot of time trying to push her away and get rid of her.
Some part of you does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's, you know, conditioning is so adept at getting us to do exactly the opposite of what is needed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Push it away, don't go there, don't look. I think we've been talking about that a lot in different ways in this call.
Uh-huh.
And when we turn and we look, or we go ahead and make the phone call, or we just fly in the face of conditioning, we walk into that place of unconditional love and acceptance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting, like, when at times when I think I'm kind of on track, whatever that is, and lately I've just been questioning everything, and I realize what a taskmaster I have going for me, even when I think, you know, I think, oh, I'm this, you know, I'm doing this right or whatever, you know, and that the unkindness that I participate in to myself.
Yeah, we sometimes call it colluding with conditioning.
Uh-huh.
But then you turn around and you do a kindness and it all makes it all right again.
Yeah.
All okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just so interesting because I get so fooled.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there are probably lots and lots and lots of people listening in, truly included, who get fooled.
Yeah. So, not to have anything to do with money, but recently I hurt my wrist and I got some Artica out and slapped it on about 2 seconds worth and went on my way. And I said, wait a minute, is that how I would treat someone with kindness, you know?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I took some time to do that, and I'm trying to practice some of that.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Keep it up, huh?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Susan.
Thank you. Bye.
We are out of time, unfortunately, and I want to thank all of you who joined this call. All of you have been participating in the class. Let me just tell you about the coming week. You'll be receiving an assignment on Tuesday, which we will ask you to respond to as usual, and we will be putting out the responses on Monday and Thursday. And then Friday there will be a final assignment that will take us into the month off. That we won't ask you to respond to that, but we would love you to do it, of course. And the month off is only a month off from the class. We want you to continue the practice of keeping track of every cent so that when we resume on September 7th for one more month of the actual class schedule, we will all have a whole lot of data to work with and be able to look at really big questions around where are we and what are the patterns in our lives and what is enough. And we'll have some real material over time to look at. So we will be signing off for now, continue with the assignments, as I say, through next week, and then take a month to just keep track of every cent that comes in and goes out of your life. And we will be back in touch with you on September 7th for one more month. Again, thanks for everything, for joining in, for all your participation, and how you have made this class such a great experience. Thanks. Bye.